The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Up Your Brave show with Natalie Cutler-Welsh. Next up, I'm having a quick chat with Anna Petley from NZDSOS. We've got the conference coming up in Auckland and Christchurch. We're going to hear all about it. Anna is an administrative assistant, professional membership and website manager for NZDSOS. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Nat. Lovely to be here.
Well, I saw you last year at the conference. I'm so excited to shine the light on the event. I know it's coming up. Before we do that, can you just quickly let our audience know, I know that you were mandated and the universe works in mysterious ways. Here you are now working for NZDSOS. Tell me a little bit about what you did before.
Oh, indeed. Thank you, Nat. The universe does work in mysterious ways. So when one door closes, clearly another door opens. And while the mandates were quite catastrophic and made the earth shift for many of us, at the time it was quite a critical dilemma. But you know what? I have found a new role. I've been working for NZDSOS since 2021. So my position was mandated from a private Southern Cross Hospital. I was a day-to-day department coordinator and I'm a lymphatic drainage therapist. So yeah, my role is quite varied now and we're certainly very busy behind the scenes at the moment organizing our two conferences.
Well, like you, there's so many courageous people in the medical space that did have the courage to question things and speak up and not just sit idly by. So thank you to everyone that you represent here today. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about the conference? What does it stand for those that don't know, and what can they expect?
Wow, thank you. Well, after last year, we had an exceptionally successful conference. It was a sellout event, and feedback from that was overwhelmingly requesting another conference for 2024, and especially one in the South Island. So we certainly have extended ourselves a little bit more than what we thought, and we're doing the two conferences, one in Auckland and one in Christchurch. So it's called Empowering Change, Methods, Motivation and Evidence. And the title of our conference really does lean back into our exceptional speakers that will cover some of those topics in our conference title, the evidence, the methods and the motivation. So it's going to be an extremely powerful in-person event. And we're very excited to have these international and national speakers. We've got members of our NZDSOS team, Dr. Matt Shelton, Dr. Alison Goodwin, and also Dr. Emmanuel Garcia, who will be talking from our own membership.
For those that don't know, the acronym NZDSOS, can you walk us through what that is?
Certainly. So NZDSOS is New Zealand Doctors Speaking Out with Science. Amazing. And these brave doctors have been speaking out right from the start of the COVID response and staying true to their Hippocratic Oath and the right to informed consent. And these are some of the guiding principles of NZDSOS and bodily autonomy, right to choose. So very important, critical principles that should never, ever be compromised. And so our membership is very, very outspoken on these events, on these principles, bringing awareness to, what we represent.
One of my memories from last year is, well, not so much a memory, but the feeling in the room, you know, the energy in the room. I feel like when you get a large group of people together, and I don't know, it must have been 1,000 or something like that last year, I'm not sure, but the energy in the room and also just the comfort in the room of knowing you're surrounded by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that also, you know, questioned things and also feel very strongly, like you said, about bodily autonomy and sovereignty. And although we might have different views on a whole bunch of other issues, we all are really on the same page on this. And we all sat so on the edge of our seats listening to every speaker. And it was such a powerful event, not only for the wisdom, the knowledge that we gained, but also for the community and just seeing people in real life. Can you tell me a little bit about that, about the energy in the room? What can people expect and who else can they expect to see there?
Absolutely. That energy in the stadium last year was quite electric. And we have had feedback even to this very day, people reminiscing on how extraordinary that in-person event was, how powerful it was after doing it hard for a number of years. Certainly the lockdowns and the isolation, the physical, emotional toll, mental toll as well that it took on everybody. So it was the unity, the coming together with like-minded individuals and actually connecting over some very shared experiences. And there was a level of understanding, compassion and empathy that wasn't necessarily found in wider community societal ways that, which was hugely disappointing to many of us. You know, we certainly thought there might have been more support, but at the conference was a phenomenal event. So this year we are redoing that again, and we're certainly looking forward to being there in person, connecting with everybody.
I think so. The magic of putting faces to names, a lot of people will have connected with others maybe on a Telegram chat or a Facebook group or something, but to be able to actually meet and greet and embrace in person is so incredible. Not to mention the speakers that you've got lined up. So tell us a little bit more about the topics that are going to be covered.
Certainly. So with some of these speakers, they're familiar to your platform. So we have Katie Ashby Coppins, lawyer. So she's going to be sharing some compelling stories in which she's been involved with from a legal standpoint. Also, she's going to be talking about genetically modified organisms and just their significance in relation to COVID vaccines. So that's going to be incredibly interesting. And she'll touch on other legal issues that have come up over the last few years. So that's going to be a very interesting session for everyone, especially for individuals that have been trying to get cases over the line, perhaps with ACC and different routes. And, there'll be individuals there with a lot of expertise and knowledge that, might be able to share some wisdom in that respect. Another one of our speakers is David Charalambos. So he's from Reaching People. He's extraordinarily interesting. He works on a global level with different industries, World Council for Health. And his focus is understanding behavior and communication and messaging. And once you start listening to David and his insights into the psychology of what's actually happened the last few years with the compliance, it's just incredibly fascinating. So just how they've constructed the information and controlled the information. So we really look forward to listening to David. We also have Professor Angus Dalgleish. Angus is joining us from the UK. He has been on John Campbell's YouTube platform on many occasions. But right from the start, Angus had critical concerns from an oncology perspective, which is his background. He will be discussing the sequence of the virus, specifically in relation that it had the SV40 sequence in it, which is designed to enhance different tumor growth, etc. And he's going to be talking about the spike protein specifically and how that's actually causing a lot of cancer progression, a lot of patients that he's certainly worked with over the few years have had some, are presenting now at stage four level, which is quite unusual, whereas in over the, before the COVID years, you wouldn't necessarily be seeing that presenting at earlier stages, stage one and two, but now it's a very different landscape. And he will give some incredible insight into the vaccine and how it, the side effects in relation to clotting and the neurological diseases that are, that we're discovering as side effects from this. So it's quite compelling information that Angus will be sharing, but nevertheless, it's extraordinarily interesting. And it just needs to get out there because this is the type of information that you are not hearing on mainstream media. And one of our other speakers is Paul Marrick. So that's a name probably most of the audience would have heard of. He was one of the founders of the FLCCC along with Pierre Corey. He's going to be talking about the last 4 years, you know, what happened, what's gone wrong, and everything basically that we were told was a lie. So that will be incredibly fascinating. Probably many listeners will be familiar with the protocols of the frontline critical care COVID workers, and these protocols are used around the world. We use them here in our own health helpline clinic just to assist the vaccine injured. So that will be a very empowering talk, just how we navigate this brave new world that we find ourselves in post-COVID.
Absolutely. The content is going to be amazing. I know that. The community and the connections is going to be amazing. My next question is, who is it for? Because I feel like we as a society have come, I'm going to say, a pretty fair way, you know, if not a long way, in the last year since your last conference. And while I think it is for people who are on the similar page as each other, I really think it's also a great opportunity to bring along with you a friend or family member who's starting to question things. And it'll answer a lot of questions for them so that you don't have to be the one fire hosing them, you know? What are your thoughts on that? Who is it for?
Yeah, that's a great question, Nat. You know, often we sort of talk in-house and we sort of think, well, you know, we're just talking to an echo chamber. You know, it's our own people and we really need to reach others, especially those individuals that are sort of hovering halfway between maybe truth and lie. And, you know, and sometimes it takes a number of times. We can't bombard them with facts and evidence. That approach just doesn't work. And, you know, just planting small seeds of thought and asking questions, showing them, you know, it's a video. So in combination, these things will have a cumulative effect. And we'd like to think that over time, these individuals will start to connect some dots themselves. So if, you know, you can bring someone along that's certainly open to new information, I'm sure they will find it incredibly informative and eye-opening.
Can you let us know the dates? So we've got Auckland and we've got Christchurch. The dates and also where can people book themselves a ticket?
So the first conference is in Christchurch and that's on Saturday, the 21st of September. It's a full-day event, so it's 8:30 to 5:30. And we have our Auckland conference 1 week later. That is Saturday, the 28th of September. Again, 8:30 to 5:30. Both conferences are identical. And they're followed by a separate ticketed event, which is 5:30 to 7:30. And that is our meet and greet. So that's more of a social occasion where you can just talk freely with the speakers, with NZD SOS members, you know, fellow attendees, friends, like-minded individuals, just have a drink, relax, just start to connect and you know, talk about the day everything else. So that's a really unique session that we're putting on this year. So we really hope that people will support that and come along. It's a great opportunity to sort of network and just have a great chat with everybody.
Well, I definitely think if someone is sitting here listening, or if you've been meaning to look at the tickets, you guys, it's time to book your seat. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to be at the Auckland event. I know Paul was there with me last year, and Alia was there as well. So I'm sure there'll be a bunch of RCR people floating around. We can't wait to meet with you guys in person. I will be there with my stall. I'll be selling my essential oils for vitality and health and wellness. And last year, I really also enjoyed meeting the other stall holders. It was so amazing. So, where can they get the tickets? What website do they go to?
If they go to our website, which is www.nzdsos.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see our conference banner. Just need to click on that and it'll take you to the conference page that we've set up. And it's clearly laid out. You can click on the Auckland information box or the Christchurch information box. There's also one for live stream, and that's another just important thing to mention, is for those individuals that are unable to attend in person, we're doing a live stream event of the Auckland conference. So this can be watched live in actual time, or we've got a very generous time frame, the access we're going to leave open for months. So busy lives, you know, you can dip in and out of that and watch it as many times as you want. And a live stream ticket is really affordable and you can just watch it from the comfort of your own home. But we're really hoping to see everyone in person. And when you go to the ticket page, you'll see the day admission. And you can also make the decision whether you want to join us at the meet and greet as an additional ticket. So lots on offer, and we certainly hope we've catered to everybody's needs, and it's going to be a great day. It's a one-off. You know, there's a lot of groups around New Zealand, and this is just an incredible opportunity for us all to come together and create a very solid platform for the steps we need to take going forward. We all can see that we need change, and we need to work out the how of doing this. And certainly together we're stronger. So unity is our strength. And we're just hoping we're going to see as many of you as possible.
Amazing. It's going to be an incredible event. Everybody do what you can to be there or get the live stream ticket. Thank you so much, Anna, for telling us all about it today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Nat.
And thanks everyone for listening. Well, huge kudos to Anna and her team. And everybody involved in NZDSOS, they've been doing incredible work for the past 4 years. And specifically with the conference, the ability to bring so many amazing people together, whether they're on stage or in the audience or standing behind a stall, it's going to be an incredible event, 2 events actually. So definitely do what you can to be there. I will see you if you're going to Auckland, and there's other amazing people going to Christchurch. And of course, you can grab the live stream ticket if you can't be there in person. All right, we're going to go to a song that I've chosen. It's called Speak Out Now. There you go. And it's by a band called Oland.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.